But one of the students who I've guessed is one of the looters and rioters, and he was trouble. He was like one of the most difficult kids in the class. Where I was like, what do you want to do when you grow up? He goes, oh, I want to be a drug dealer. And I was like, no, you don't want to be a drug dealer. And he was like, no, I do. I want to be a drug dealer. I was like, why do you want to be a drug dealer? He's like, oh, because I can get a big car. I can get loads of money. I can do whatever I want. And I was like, well, I don't know if you should want to do that. Well, how about you try and be a banker? And he's like, what's a banker? And I was like, well, a banker works in the city. He makes loads of money for himself and for other people. And I was like, oh, I can imagine you like driving through Hackney in your Ferrari, you know, waving at people that were telling you that you couldn't do whatever you wanted to do. And he was like, oh, okay, okay. I remember for about a month or two, he was like, do you know what? I'm going to be a banker. I'm going to be a banker. And he kept telling people that he's going to be a banker. And I thought, as long as they have the ideas of what they could be and explain to them what the options are for them, then they have more aspirations are made bigger.
And so comments like, say, David Cameron said, the society we live in is sick, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help at all. You need to tell them that you can be whatever you want to be and you can achieve what David Cameron's achieved. That's what they need to know. Yes, the behaviour is incredibly bad, but they need to know where they can go from that point on.
We know that maybe some of the kids in your class were out looting and rioting. Yeah. As a teacher, Do you feel partly to blame?
Don't necessarily feel partly to blame. I think as teachers, we can do something to avoid that. I think a teacher can make a big influence on a child, but I don't think enough compared to the parents.
Do you know there's been jokes going on about how everything else was looted in, say, Clapham and Waterstones was left on its own? It's all boiling down to education. And I suppose you are at the forefront of that education. Mm-hmm. So if you're not to blame, who should we be looking to?
Parents, because I do notice a difference within the children of parents that were educated and take an education, and those that either dropped out or did not finish or did not do well in education. It's very difficult to teach a child who's been taught all their life that education is not important and get them to sit in your lesson and actually learn. It's the most difficult thing in the whole entire world.
And so some of the kids that you think were out there looting, what type of kids were they? As David Cameron put it, what happened was just sort of criminal, pure and simple. Yeah. Are these kids capable of that, or are they just going out trying to have some fun?
I think those ones are the ones that cause problems in school. The ones that are falling by the wayside quite severely. Others, however, could be just opportunists. Yeah, so they're basically thinking that there's an opportunity to go and grab something for the jacket that you couldn't afford or your parents couldn't afford and go and help yourself.
People are saying this has been bubbling. It was bound to happen at some point. So in a way, someone like yourself who is on the ground level, you could see it coming?
Yeah, you can see it coming. Maybe not to the extent that it did, but you can see, like, there's so many students that are so angry at the moment, and I can see the students are angry and getting angry and angry with the government, like, and I can tell the kids for don't feel they're part of anything and don't feel they're being heard, so therefore want to kick off and be heard and do it the way they only know, only way they know how.
You say that they're angry with the government, But then again, you do teach 11 to 16-year-olds, and I remember when I was 11 to 16, I didn't even know who the government was. Yeah. So, really, I struggle to understand that they're angry with the government.
Well, I think you're true that a lot of the kids don't necessarily understand what the government is or who they are. But then I think with the whole fees at the moment, they've become more aware of it. I think they know that stuff's going on, and they know that they're aware from their parents that they're not getting the perks that other people are getting, or they're not managing to, the parents are not working or whatever. And I think they're just angry at the fact that other people are getting and they're not.
And being in the classroom, I remember when I was younger, you know, I knew if I had to work hard, I'd get my grades. If I got my grades, I'd pass my exams. If I passed my exams, I would go to college. If I went to college, I'd get a great job.
Yeah.
That was what happened. Do kids in your class still feel that they can live their dreams? Do they feel they've got futures?
I think their ambitions are minimised by from the people around them. They see their family, whether or not they've actually managed to make themselves to get themselves into college or not, then that they might see themselves, oh, maybe I can make that extra bit and might be able to get to college. And I think with the whole fees, it makes that reach point sort of further away.
A lot of people out there that I've been speaking to are saying youth feel hard done by. Mm. Do you see that?
I do see it. I think it's partly our parents telling us that we have to work harder because it is harder for us. Like, had conversation with students and they're like, they will talk to white teachers and be like, oh yeah, you had this, you grew up there and you don't really understand what it's like to live in this area and to be black and whatever. Whether founded or not, they do feel that pressure and they feel they've got to work harder. Some people will just give up on that idea because they don't think they're capable of doing it, and others will excel because they think they will try their hardest and do it.
What do you think are the major pressures?
Well, I think gang culture has major pressures on them. I know I've spoken to some students, girls and boys, about the fact that they're trying to get out of these situations, but they can't. Another student has spoke to me about how she's got, not arrested, but she got charged with assault. She's trying to turn her life around. She wants to be a fashion designer and she doesn't want to have this record, but she's trying to change that. She's struggling with doing that because she lives in this area and the kids that she has problems with live in this area. So how does she get out of that?
And talking about gangs and how to get rid of gangs, but it's not just the case of Cameron or whoever coming in and saying we're going to clamp down on gang culture. To me, there's much more of a social problem to deal with first. So what are they? They're coming to you and they're opening up to you, but can you help?
Well, I can do only do so much, but like, for instance, with her, she's a very, very bright child and she could be anything she wants to be. But I've told her she needs to keep away from those people.
Yeah. In what other way are they a big pressure?
I just think they sort of take place of your family. If you don't have that male role model in your family unit, then you take on a male role model in a gang that's older, an older guy. I've seen it in school, like when you have the little boys that are getting like looked after by these bigger boys, and you can just see that happening.
Why can't you do anything about it?
Because when they do, you can't necessarily say, no, you cannot hang around with this guy because he's trouble. Because then you're labelling that child, pushing down his hopes, and you're saying you're worthless. And if you tell a child they're worthless, they're going to think they're worthless. And also sometimes it's the kids that are getting bullied in other ways that these boys look after in a way. So I think it's different looking inside from out and just seeing kids with hoodies and all these different things, but when you actually speak to them, some of them are really, really bright, really bright. And to do things like this whole situation going on here, it pulls back Hackney and it pulls back all these kids, and it sort of shows everyone else that they're not capable of anything. And they're proving other people right in that sense. I don't feel like, I still have hope for them because I know them, and I still think that they're capable of doing amazing things.